Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, which is a website, a podcast, and a mobile app, and actually is becoming a very large community for people who are considering getting divorced, going through one, and living life and dating and single parenting after divorce. Today, I have a great guest. I'm so excited about this because I'm going to start this off by saying probably the question I get asked most by my community members are, why can't I meet anyone? Why am I still single? Why are there no good guys out there? I mean, these are the kinds of questions I probably get asked most. And my guest today is amazing, and I'm so excited to introduce her. Her name is Jamie Bronstein, and she's a relationship therapist, a coach, and the host of Love Talk Live on LA Talk Radio. And Jamie was named the number one relationship coach transforming lives in 2020 by Yahoo Finance. Jamie's been doing this for 20 years. She has a BA in psychology from Boston University, where I went. She has a master's degree from New York University and a certificate in spiritual psychology from the University of Santa Monica. So, hi, Jamie.
Hello. Thank you so much for interviewing me today. I'm so excited to do this.
I am so excited because I swear people cannot understand why they can't meet someone. And what this podcast is going to be about today is to tell people the reason you can't meet someone and the reason why love has not come to you might have a lot to do with you.
Absolutely. And that's something that once people learn, it's just such a game changer. You know, when people start to look inside, to look within.
And actually, I think that's actually great news because if you know it might have something to do with you instead of it's just bad luck, it's something that you can control. So what Jamie's going to talk about for people who are listening is what kind of changes you can make and how you can think to manifest love. So I love it because we're all control freaks. We all want to control everything. And in a way, this is kind of a way to do that.
Yes. Well, even before we get into these topics, what's interesting is that in spirituality, control is actually an illusion. However, you know, we can control what we put in our mouth. We can control what we say. But in a lot of life in general, is out of our control. But I do love what you're saying because these tools that I'm going to talk about today and these processes and this journey that people can go on does help you to realize that it's not that there aren't good guys out there. It's not that you're unlucky in love. It is, there are things that you can do. So I really love how you've put that spin on it because I've actually, in my discussions of control with people, I haven't really talked about this aspect of it. Even more than that, like these are things that you can do that will guarantee that you will find not just anybody, but the right person for you.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Okay, everybody listening to this has got to be psyched to hear this. You are listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast with Jackie Pilisoff and my guest, Jamie Bronstein, who is a relationship therapist and a coach. And Jamie's going to talk about ways that you can manifest love, ways to bring love to you. Jamie, tell me, what are the three most important aspects of manifesting love?
The first thing that is the most important is to unconditionally love yourself. Now, in spirituality, our outside experiences are a reflection of our inner reality, meaning it's the law of attraction. So we need to be showing up from our authentic self, unconditionally loving ourselves in order to manifest that match. And what does that mean? That means that we have forgiven ourselves, we have healed our past, we have forgiven everybody else in our past. Everybody was always doing the best they could. We were always doing the best we could. This is about resolving unresolved issues. This is about changing the negative narratives that are in your mind, like I'm unlovable, I'm unworthy of love, there are no good guys out there, whatever the story is. And I, with my clients, we do something called compassionate self-forgiveness. You close your eyes, you put your hand in your heart, and you say, I forgive myself for buying into the misinterpretation that I am unlovable or I'm unworthy. And then I prompt, what is the truth? The truth is that, of course, I am worthy of love. I was born for love. And it's a practice, and it's something that you can do in between sessions. You could do it in line in Starbucks, just in your mind. It's any time you get that negative narrative, whatever that negative narrative is in your mind, you switch it around. And a little tidbit about that is that it's coming from your ego, your mind. And everything that comes from your ego is lies and fear-based things. Mm-hmm. So it's all about not listening to those lies and dropping down into your heart and getting connected to your authentic self, your soul, your heart.
Well, self-love, let's just back up for a minute. I want to talk about self-love because you just hit it on the head. How do you expect somebody to love you when you don't love yourself? Like I remember several years ago, before I was married even, I mean, I'm not married now, but before my marriage, I was dating some guy and I was going through like kind of a transition in jobs, wasn't sure what I was doing. And I didn't really like myself. And I remember the guy broke up with me and he goes, I just feel like I should be in love with you right now. And I'm just not. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, what I realized much later was how could he like me when I didn't even like myself? So that was the lesson there. And I just recently wrote this article called 9 Signs of a Healthy Romantic Relationship. And the last thing in that article was, you like yourself when you're with him. So you know how we show up differently in different relationships? You could be dating someone and you're like, I don't like myself when I'm this with this person. But then if you're with the right person or in a, maybe not even the right person, but a healthy relationship, you like who you are in that relationship.
Exactly. And that's one of the ways that you know that this could potentially be your person. It's when you, I always say it's when you feel peace in your heart, when you feel like you can completely be yourself, when you can show up, be seen and heard, and you don't hold back whatsoever. And this guy just loves you no matter what.
Tell me more.
Yes. Okay, so much more. Okay, so once you start to be showing up in life from your authentic self, so you can manifest that right guy for you that is aligned with the real you, you need to believe that it's going to happen with all of your heart.
But how do you do that?
Yeah, so how do you believe if you don't believe? Basically, yeah. So, well, this brings me to trust. So it's kind of like, when you're depressed, okay, it's like this big dark room. But if you can see that one little glimmer of light, you just need to see that glimmer of light in that room of darkness. That is how you get out of depression. So it's kind of the same thing. You have to be able to, at least part of you, start to believe, and then the rest of you will kind of catch up. So this is about believing it's going to happen and trusting it's going to happen. And this is something where it's like, you kind of have to fake it till you make it if you're not there yet, because it's almost like the threat of like, well, here's the situation. If you don't believe it's going to happen, it won't. So that's the threat. So you kind of have to force yourself into believing it's going to happen. The universe gives us what we focus on. So if we are focused, that's why people have to be very conscious and very aware of what your thoughts are. If you are focused on it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. If you are focused on it's going to happen for me, then it will. And it's the same concept with when you're manifesting. You want to focus on what you, the guy you do want to manifest and the qualities that you do want to manifest, not, oh, I want to avoid a cheater. You know,
right.
That should not be in any part of the equation of manifesting love.
Okay, but how do you believe it's going to happen when you're on Bumble and you've had 10 duds in a row and it's loser after loser and you're like, I can't take this anymore. I know that's what my listeners are thinking right now. They're like, these girls have no clue. We're two women who haven't been on dating apps in a while. So okay. Tell me what you tell these people who, yes. You know, just say, it's so many losers, I can't even count anymore and it's never going to happen for me.
Okay. First of all, I met my husband in 2011, like right before the app started, but I did meet him on Match.com. So, and I did date a lot. I was like the dating princess of Chicago. Okay. What I do have to say is that when my clients, after they bring this up, they vent, they bitch about it, they complain, you know, whatever they need to do, they get it out. Then we get down to business. And they make a shift inside. They raise their vibration, which all that means is that they get to more of a joyful, hopeful, peaceful versus depressed, anxious, fearful. They get to that place inside and they see that different guys start showing up on these apps. Literally, that is how it works. And I am so happy to work with anybody out there who's listening because this is something that is beyond real. And once you start, it's kind of fun also. Like I have my clients do spiritual experiments in life. So it's fun to start seeing once you just have that first experience where you get validated by the universe, like you make a change, you take action, you make whatever change that is internally, you see that the feedback from the universe that it actually happens, that's so helpful to help you start to believe that these things are real.
Okay. Can I add in a tip to piggyback off this?
Yes.
So I think part of what you're saying is self-love comes from doing things that you're proud of yourself that makes you love yourself, right? And one of those things is giving back. So I'm not saying it has to be financial. I'm saying you could give financially, give back, or volunteering, or doing a random act of kindness, or calling someone up. Whatever it is, I truly believe that the karma of that comes back to you in some other way. Not even reciprocated directly by the person. Just it comes back. It just does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's a very philanthropy and giving is a very spiritual concept. It's a big part of what I've learned throughout my classes and my courses and in the books and everything, that when you do give, it brings you joy. And in manifesting, another step, another concept, another part of manifesting is being in your joy.
You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoft, and we are talking about manifesting love. What does that mean? Meeting someone, having love come to you when you feel frustrated by dating and you just want to give up. And we're talking about how you can get it to come to you. Another point I saw in an article you wrote was that you should visualize. So tell me about that.
What's so synchronistic about that is that I literally just wrote that down because I literally want to talk about it. Okay. Yes. So visualizing and living as if it's already here. Now, the cool thing about our brains is that the brain doesn't know what's happening now, what happened in the past, or what's happening in the future. So if you're living as if it's happening now, and I'll give you an example. So undo both sides of your bed at night. Okay. So that the universe knows that there's room for this man to come in. Okay. Or pour him a glass of wine. Like you pour yourself a glass of wine, make a setting at the table. Okay. So now those are little examples. Now the actual tools that you can do for visualizing, it's called an ideal scene and it's very easy. It's like a vision board, but it works even better. Okay. You take a piece of paper, and you put a heart in the middle that says, I am. And then you make sentences all around the heart. And these are living as if. I am so grateful that I am living a life with this amazing man who sees me and loves me for everything that I am. I am loving living this life of financial freedom with my husband. Okay. So you make these sentences all around the heart. That is living as if. So you literally have this physical thing that you can look at, and you can look at it as much as possible, put on your wall, put it in your wallet, take a picture of it, put it in your phone.
And the reason I've stopped talking is because I'm doing it.
you're making an ideal scene.
I just did it, and I wrote down this one goal that I really have for myself in 2022. And I want to say another thing about that. When I started Divorce Girl Smiling 8 years ago, I had 25 readers a day. I was acting and pretending that it was as big as it is now. I mean, I haven't changed what I've thought of it. I've always thought Divorce Girl Smiling was going to be this huge thing, large community of me helping people and really going globally. And I have the same exact thought as I had 8 years ago when I thought it. I don't think of it any differently now. I was living like it was today, and it happened.
Yes. And that beautiful, beautiful, you probably didn't even do that on purpose. You just believed in it so much that you manifested it.
Right.
And that is exactly what we're talking about.
Yep.
So you have to make a title for your ideal scene. This is my ideal scene for whatever you're making your ideal scene for. And right underneath it, you have to make an asterisk and you put this or something better for the highest good of all concerned. And the reason why you put that under your title is because the universe, when you are open, the universe brings you things that are even beyond your imagination. So you want, you're saying, this is what I'd like, this is what I'd want, but I trust you, universe, so you're going to give me what I need, which maybe I can't even imagine right now.
Or something that is different than you thought, but it's more than you even wanted.
Exactly. You know? The thing about the word spiritual is that it's ritual. So practicing, if this is your priority, if you really want to find love, make it your priority and make this something that is a daily thing that you are very conscious about. You start getting conscious about your thoughts, like we talked about at the beginning. You start getting conscious about loving yourself unconditionally, having compassion for yourself and others, healing your past. You really need to put this work in, because the guy is not just going to show up at your doorstep.
Right. And I think what Jamie is trying to say is that you can't just keep doing the same thing, going on Bumble, talking to these guys, and then being constantly disappointed and being like, oh, he's so gross. Like, it has to change.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, you know, there are these people that will say, well, of course this happened to me, like the bad luck, you know, that's a very negative vibing person. They need to work on themselves. Or if you think about a day, you wake up one day and just one little negative thing happens. And then because you're in that mindset, the rest of the day sucks. It's thing after thing after thing. Now, if you can catch yourself, and you can say, you know what, I'm going to turn this day around. I have the power to do this. Our thoughts become things. You'll notice. This is another good spiritual experiment. You'll notice that the rest of your day is not going to suck.
I love it. And you know what? I heard this once. I never forgot it. I heard it in a sermon at a synagogue. So this is what they said. The rabbi said, every day you wake up and little things might go wrong. But what you're not realizing is there's countless things that are going right. Mm-hmm. Like, you turned on your coffee pot and you made your coffee and it wasn't broken. You poured your coffee in your cup and it didn't spill. You took a sip of your coffee and you didn't choke on it and die. You know what I mean? Like, everything, you walked, even got up and you're alive. So countless miracles, they called them, are going on every single second. If you just look at your children and watch them breathe, that is miracle. And so we're so focused on the fact that my vacuum cleaner doesn't work and now my heat's broken too. You know, but those are only two things out of gazillions of things.
Yes. And gratefulness is a huge part of spirituality.
You are listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff and my guest, Jamie Bronstein. And we're talking about manifesting love. So Jamie, as we close out here, I've really loved this conversation. I have two more questions. The first question I have is, are we missing anything, any tips in manifesting love?
Yes. And I will be brief, even though it's my favorite topic, and that is intuition. So this is just about trusting yourself, being discerning as you are on your dating manifesting journey. You don't need to ask all your friends or your family members or the waiter or the waitress or the postman what they think about the guy you're dating.
Oh my God.
You just need to trust yourself.
Like, and have enough confidence in your own ability to pick the right person.
Yes. And there is nothing more strengthening and empowering in life than that connection with yourself. It's like you just start flying when you truly cultivate this connection with yourself, which is your intuition. It's amazing.
I want to tell my listeners where they can find you if they might want to schedule a session or they have questions. Where can they find you?
Of course. So if you go to therelationshipexpert.com, all my information is there. You can also email me at jamietherelationshipexpert@gmail.com.
And Jamie is yes? J-A-I-M-E. Jamie,
correct.
therelationshipexpert.com. And her website is therelationshipexpert.com. I just love what I'm hearing. And I really do believe, even before we did this interview, that love can be manifested. I truly, truly believe it. It's so nice to see that you do have things you can do that can make this happen for you instead of just feeling sorry for yourself, feeling hopeless. And, you know, there are a lot of people listening here who are either going through a divorce and thinking, oh my gosh, I don't want to be out in this dating world. I've heard from all my girlfriends, it's a nightmare. Or people who have been divorced for a while and they're like, what's wrong with me? Why can't I meet anybody? And I'm telling you guys, Jamie is right. Love can be manifested if you do the right things.
You didn't come to this earth to be alone. You came to this earth, if this is what you want, to be with your soulmate, with the man that you literally came to this earth to be with. So he's out there. It's just a matter of doing some work.
Definitely is. And then last question, how do you know if he's the one?
Okay, so a few things. A, and this means different things to different people, you feel peace in your heart, A. B, you not only can you not imagine your life without him, but you literally have zero desire to be with any other man. Now, this doesn't mean that he's a perfect person. This is two imperfect people who come together who are perfect for each other. You have fun. You miss him when you're not with him, which you would think that would be an obvious thing in a relationship, but it's not. And you're intrigued by him. You feel like you fit together. And this is not two halves that are coming together to make a whole, because I believe it's two whole people coming together to make this like third entity. It's two lights that come together that add even more light and love to the world.
Love
so
that.
There's a few things right there.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Oh, Jamie, thank you so much for being on the show. I think that you inspired many, many, many people who are looking for love.
Well, thank you so much for having me. We were talking about joy. It brings me so much joy to do my work, to talk about it, and just to inspire people. So thank you so much, and congratulations on all of your success.
Thanks so much, Jamie. And everybody, thank you so much for listening. If you want to find Jamie, go to therelationshipexpert.com. And if you want to read more articles or listen to more podcasts, go to divorcegirlsmiling.com, and we will talk to you real soon.